Controversial new legislation on fertility treatment and embryonic research is due to be debated in the British Parliament in the coming weeks. The Human Fertilisation and Embryology Bill is designed to bring existing legislation into line with some of the recent advances in science. The Catholic Church in England and Wales have voiced deep concern over the contents of the bill and have launched a campaign to highlight aspects of it, which include creating human-animal hybrid embryos for research. The Archbishop of Cardiff, Peter Smith, is the Church's spokesman on bioethical and pro-life issues. He talked to my colleague Lydia O'Kane about some of the more controversial aspects of the bill.
I think we should be very concerned indeed about the contents of this bill for a number of reasons. First of all, it will allow scientists to create embryos that are half human and half animal. Now, that we think is a gross interference in human life. It demeans the dignity of the human person, and that should not be allowed under any circumstances. Now, a group of scientists have criticised us for informing our own people here of that because they say we have no intention of doing that. But the point they've missed is that the bill itself will allow such experimentation. Secondly, we're very concerned about some of the clauses in the bill which really effectively are going to take away the need for a father. And we think that, again, is a highly dangerous route down which to go.
With regard to campaigning about this bill, highlighting the concerns of this bill, has the Church been doing much in that field or Catholic groups to highlight the concerns in it, to raise people's awareness about the bill and certainly Catholic awareness about the bill and what it contains?
Indeed we have. We set up a little working group. The principal member of that was Professor David Jones at St Mary's College, Strawberry Hill. And we put together a whole parish pack which explained what the bill is about, went through all the points in considerable detail. We also included a little DVD on adult stem cell research, which of course has been producing excellent results, and this is always ignored by the press and it seems by the government. In other words, trying to get across to all our people that there's no need for this embryonic research because adult stem cell search is both moral and is producing results. Now, those packs went to every parish in England and Wales. We've asked people to write to their MPs. Other denominations, certainly the evangelical wing of the Anglican Church, have also been key members, not of our group, but in trying to alert their members and the public generally about the dangers of this bill. And over the last few months, we've had about four or five public rallies. We had one down here in Cardiff, and I had to battle my way through placard-waving demonstrators who were what they called pro-choice and were shouting and roaring and all the rest of it. In fact, when I got up to speak, there was one in the hall who heckled me shortly, but we dealt with that quite successfully. So we've tried all sorts of ways to bring this to the attention of people, and I've heard from some who have written to their MPs, members of Parliament, that a lot of members of Parliament have had more post on this issue, or all the issues involved, than on any other subject during the course of the year.
You were talking about David Jones there, Professor David Jones, and I was reading something about him, and he was saying that that there were some positive aspects to the bill. He was saying it prohibits sex selection for purely social reasons, which is a very good start, although he said we'd like to see that extended to preventing deselection on the grounds of disability too. And he also said, I would be first to accept that the 1990 legislation really needs updating. Would you agree with some of his sentiments there?
Oh, indeed I would, yes. I mean, it's the same with any piece of legislation which is proposed to Parliament. Well, most pieces of legislation or proposed bills. There are good things in it. We're not saying the whole bill should be thrown out. but that there are crucial issues here which we certainly think are quite immoral and should not become the law in the United Kingdom.
Getting back to what we discussed at the very beginning, this free vote, perhaps you could explain the significance and the importance of this free vote.
Yes. The procedure in the English Houses of Parliament is that if a bill is put forward by the government, then members of the government, of whatever faith or none, are usually, if it's an important bill, they're what we call whipped, not physically. They're obliged to vote with the government. But traditionally, there are certain issues when all MPs, members of Parliament, are given a free vote. In other words, they can vote according to their conscience, even if they're members of the government party. That happened in 1990 on the Human Embryology Bill then. Now, at the moment, we're still waiting to hear from the government whether they will allow a free vote. The Conservative Party has been given a free vote. All their Conservative members of Parliament will be entitled to vote according to their conscience. And we've been pressing the government in all sorts of different ways. I wouldn't want to go into the details at the moment. To get the Prime Minister to grant that free vote, not, as I've said frequently, not simply for Catholic MPs, but for all MPs of the Labour Party, because whether they're Catholics or members of Parliament who follow another faith, or if they've no faith at all, they all have a conscience. And a lot of MPs are quite considerably disturbed about this bill. The consequence of a Labour member, especially if he happened to hold ministerial office, if that Member of Parliament voted against the bill, in other words, against the wishes of the government, they really would be obliged to resign. So it is putting, from our point of view particularly, our Catholic MPs under very great pressure.
That was the Archbishop of Cardiff, Peter Smith, talking to my colleague, Lydia O'Kane.